So a week-long discussion of values in America. It's really been a year-long theme. The election was about taking our country back. What are the values of America? The Tea Party movement, the original values that Barack Obama was trying to project.
2010, the year of values, yeah.
Indeed. And, you know, we started talking about this notion of reinvention in America.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that stand today?
And we had some folks who have remade themselves in some strange and interesting ways.
Today we wrap the series by talking about freedom, which has an interesting history. We think of America and freedom in the same breath, but is that really an authentic way of thinking about freedom? Is freedom a value? It's something we call our way of life. And what is the history of freedom in America? Eric Foner joins us, professor of history at Columbia University, author of The Fiery Trial, Abraham Lincoln and American Slavery, and the Story of American Freedom. Professor Foner, it's a thrill to have you in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And is it easy to be cynical, or is it easy to be sort of emotionally celebratory about the idea of freedom in America in 2010?
I think it's probably desirable to be both. Freedom is, you know, an exalted value and something we take very seriously and cherish. On the other hand, there are always boundaries around freedom, limits to freedom. Some people enjoy a great deal more freedom than others, and that's been true throughout our history.
How free do you feel? Gene Clem was the president of the Southwest Michigan Tea Party Patriots and joining us now from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Gene, how free do you feel today?
Well, I think from my viewpoint, I feel pretty free in most of the arena or the area that that my life is involved with right now.
And is that because the Tea Party had some successes in the election, or is that because of the way you live your life?
Well, the way I live my life is I'm retired, so that gives you some freedom of time anyway. But it is a balance. It is a balance between your rights, your individual rights for your own actions, your own decisions, versus the rights of the group or the government. And so there's always a conflict that has to be balanced.
That's Gene Clem, president of the Southwest Michigan Tea Party Patriots, on the line from Kalamazoo, Michigan. So, Professor Fona, there's this tension between the notions of freedom that are constitutional, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom to practice one's religion in the United States, explicit freedoms. But there's also this freedom to have it your own way in America, to go off in the wilderness and live your own life the way you want. What is the tension that's been expressed down through history between those two notions of freedom?
Well, I think, you know, as you say, many people feel today that freedom means getting the government off your back, doing everything you feel you want to do with no outside restraint. But historically speaking, many Americans have had a, let us say, more positive vision of freedom. Freedom is, you know, dignity, equality, enjoyment of all the rights that other citizens enjoy. Many Americans historically have felt that freedom also means some kind of economic security, you know, not falling beneath a certain level.
Wealth is freedom.
It's not wealth so much, it's autonomy, independence. And today, in relation to what the other gentleman said, I think many Americans feel a lack of freedom. They don't really in any way control their economic livelihood. Many are unemployed, of course, but even those who are working are kind of subject to the whims of multinational corporations that can pick up and move your job to India or China if they want. So people, I think, feel a lack of control over their own economic destiny, which has often historically been linked to freedom. And today that seems to be under some kind of threat.
And does that trend make you worry that at some point freedom will be less of an American value than maybe it has been in the past?
I think freedom will always be the central American value. It has been since the time of the Revolution. There's no reason to think that will change. I think much of the frustration that we see in the country today, the anger, which, you know, the Tea Party, which this gentleman represents, has been tapping into, I think a lot of it comes from a sense of loss of economic freedom, which I think many Americans feel for, you know, very good reason.
Well, let's put it to Glenn, Gene Clem, who's the president of the Tea Party there in Southwest Michigan. What do you want to throw off, Gene Clem, to make yourself feel more free, or what do you want to confront to grab to give yourself more of a sense of autonomy?
Well, I think one of the central themes most of the Tea Party people that I've talked to across the nation has been freedom of markets. And there is a feeling that that the government is interfering too deeply into market decisions, with the idea being that the government can make better decisions than the market itself. One example we have here is one of our congressmen from this part of the state was a sponsor of a bill that would eventually outlaw incandescent light bulbs in favor of the CFLs, and then that seems to be a lightning rod, because people say, well, why can't we make up our own minds? Why can't the market drive that? So those are the kind of things, I think. Plus, what the other gentleman mentioned, too, is the market conditions and large corporations and job security. But, you know, those kind of things kind of come and go all along through history.
Right.
You know,
Gene Clem is the president of the Tea Party in Southwest Michigan. You know, here he's equating free markets with political freedom. Was that always the case, Eric Foner?
No, not at all. You know, we have long traditions in this country of trying to use governmental power to regulate markets, which often, you know, the operation of the free market unregulated is often a great threat to people's freedom. It's not just, you know, the colonial era where individual small entrepreneurs are, you know,
right,
selling their farm goods, et cetera. We have these giant – there's not a lot of equality or balance within the market as it operates nowadays.
Or a level playing field.
Yeah, and you need governmental intervention to sort of level that playing field and to make sure that people aren't just subjected to the whims of those with the greatest economic power. So,
you know, Eric Foner, I, before we go here, and I hate to rush you because I could spend hours with you, there's a question I am dying to ask. And you're the man to answer this question. America's story is about the denial of freedom for slaves, for people who weren't property owners, for women who couldn't vote, for various groups that have been denied. And the story of American history is the, you know what, we have to give them those freedoms. We have to give them those freedoms. If we'd started in 1776 with giving everyone freedom, gotten it right the first time, how do you think freedom would be different in America in 2010?
That's what we call counterfactual history, and historians don't really like to answer questions like that. But I would actually dissent from your the way you put the question of giving them freedom. Most of the expansion of freedom in our history has come not from somebody giving someone else freedom, but from the struggles of these groups, African Americans, women, others, to gain freedom as they understand it. And that has actually changed what freedom is for everybody. It's not like freedom is just a set of entitlements that one group after another plugs into. The very struggles of these excluded groups has actually changed and expanded freedom for everybody.
Incredible.
So, you know, slavery was built into our system from the very beginning. It's almost impossible to imagine American history at the outset without slavery. And the struggle against slavery was the greatest expansion of the idea of freedom in our history.
Eric Foner, professor of history at Columbia University, author of The Fiery Trial, Abraham Lincoln and American Slavery, and The Story of American Freedom. Gene Clem, does the fight go on?
Well, I think it does, and I have to agree that there is a role of government. We decide to make decisions to make sure the markets run efficiently and well, and I think it's just a continuing struggle to make sure that it's not overwhelming.
All right.
And it's not too light.
Two voices about American freedom, Gene Clem, president of the Southwest Michigan Tea Party Patriots from Kalamazoo, and Eric Foner, professor of history at Columbia University. Thanks to both of you.